This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
7:47 in the morning, you're listening to The Morning Run with Shazana Chuang and Chen Li. Now, the letters HSR are back in the headlines, but involving different circumstances. Malaysia and Thailand have agreed to set up a joint special committee to discuss the proposed high-speed rail project linking Kuala Lumpur and Bangkok. This committee will discuss the details relating to planning, route, and technical aspects of the proposed HSR project.
And meanwhile, this shelved KL Singapore high-speed rail project could witness a revival as it is now in the midst of discussion. To recap, back in December 2016, Malaysia and Singapore signed an agreement to facilitate the project that was supposed to begin construction in 2018 and operate by 2026.
Yep, and in January 2021, the KL Singapore HSR project was finally called off as both countries could not come to an agreement on proposed changes. The back and forth decision cost Malaysia 318 million ringgit as compensation. So will we see a revival of these mega projects in Malaysia, and are they economically viable?
So for some thoughts on this, we speak to Professor Dr. Ahmad Farhan Muhammad Sadullah, Professor of Transport Engineering at University Science Malaysia. Farhan, good morning. Thanks very much for joining us. Now, in the past, you've expressed skepticism about the viability of the KL Singapore HSR. What do you think about this new HSR project linking Bangkok and Kuala Lumpur? Do you see significant economic benefits for this route, or do the same concerns apply as with KL Singapore?
Okay, thank you for having me. I think first time I'm in the morning. Actually, when you ask whether it gives economic benefits, you need to define what economic benefits is lah. Because if you were to ask me from the transportation perspective, I will always look at the demand for it. And the demand will ensure the viability of the project. I do not undermine the fact that whenever you have an infrastructure project, there are potential of growth along the corridor. So it really depends on what the proponents of the project, i.e. perhaps both government, wish to have. We also have commitments toward linking the entire Asia with the rail link. So I'm not really sure what the discussion behind the scene is what they are discussing in terms of looking at the viability of the project. But I will always look when I did this, disapprove the KL Singapore link. It was more from the perspective of the need to have a HSR as opposed to other alternatives. Hmm. So I guess the situation is similar to the Bangkok link.
So where would be the intermediate stops to improve the commercial feasibility for the KL Bangkok HSR?
Well, I guess we have to identify the current hotspot. I mean, HSR to me will cater for business trips primarily. Because you offer fast travel, you have an option to the flight, so you need to look into the business trip would be the primary user. Okay, of course, as it picks up, the other travelers will use it. So if you look at the hubs in between, I guess we need to identify. I think the demand forecaster or the planner that does the demand estimate must look at the present KL Penang, because I think Penang would benefit from it now. Perhaps Alostar being the next bigger city, or even Ipoh, that would be the three recipient for Malaysia side. I'm not really sure about the Thailand side, except that, of course, Hanyai in between and Bangkok. I think that there is not many things in between that is commercial. So this has to be looked into, because you need also to look and estimate the current demand. Okay, so and I'm sure KL Bangkok can spur a lot more business between KL and Bangkok with this. But it is not only that, you know, you have to look at the viability of the project as a whole in terms of the demand, because the project at the end of the day will have to justify its needs through the demand of the HSR system.
So, Prof, whether Singapore or whether Bangkok, your suggestion is that the demand, the need is not overwhelming at this point in time. So why the compunction to continue this HSR narrative, especially when the government finances are so thin?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I'm sure they are looking at other opportunities. As I said, any infrastructure project do have that potential to grow. But we have not really tested the rail infrastructure. We have to be very careful. I think the ECRL will be our real first test where, you know, there's a lot of medium and perhaps medium-sized towns that may benefit. But if you see at the other rail link, it is actually linking the present stations. So, and you do not see that much of a growth as much as how highways do. So I think we need to really get the transport economies to advise the government, because the elasticity of rail, the demand elasticity of rail, which will determine the growth and the potential of a spin-off benefit, will need to be studied. And I know as a researcher myself, we do not have enough data. So I am a bit cautious because it would be expensive. But perhaps we also need to look at other options. Perhaps, before we end our session this morning, I can also highlight my views on other alternatives.
I mean, would one of those alternatives be maybe working on the existing rail connections between KL to Bangkok? Do you think that would be perhaps a more feasible, more effective measure, you know, for the short to medium term, rather than embarking on this very ambitious HSR project?
Okay. This is where, unfortunately, we are talking about going towards sustainable transport. And unfortunately, any transport project in the country since Malaysia Inc. was introduced, which has brought a lot of benefit to the country, but it has also brought some sort of a culture that is more investor-driven rather than based on the transportation needs. I would love if the country would do a proper planning by looking at the need for the link to be established. Okay, now we will have the proponents. This is true even for highways now, even in KL and so on. You see a lot of proponents and proposals coming in to suggest new network that would disperse the traffic and would actually appease temporarily the congestion. Okay, I use the word temporarily because highways we know will induce more demand and within time it will be congested again. And we can see that in all the urban highways in Kuala Lumpur. But for rail, it requires a more complicated planning. We need to establish a strategy towards rail transport, which unfortunately we do not have. Okay, we do not have a network planning for rail. So all this comes as an individual project, which can be costly because if it requires a dedicated corridor, you need to establish that corridor, and you know rail is long, and you need to acquire a lot of land, as you can see from the issues that crept up from ECRL. So I think the government should step back and do a proper rail network development plan. We had a very good highway network because back in the 80s or even 70s of the last century, we have done the highway network development plan. But we have yet to do this because I remember when I was in SPAD, we were about to embark on that study. Because with the rail network development plan, we can answer your question, you know, whether we do really need a link to Bangkok or we do not need because there is not enough demand for the next 40 years, 50 years. So that we have not done. So I would encourage any of our MOT, actually now it's under MOT. So perhaps, I'm not sure, it has not been made public, but whether we have done the rail network development plan, then we can also look into inclusivity of rail network for the other parts of the country. You know, I think at the moment we are just looking several intercities, Link and also Klang Valley. But what about the rest? So I would put my money more to that rather than the HSR to Bangkok.
Well, Prof, what would that take to execute? Because, I mean, over the long term, intercontinental, intercity travel by rail is highly valuable, as Europe and even China abundantly demonstrate. How would you suggest that happens?
Okay, we need to do the planning so that we know the potential. Okay, this can be done. Any transport economies will be able to do that. But because, of course, we have not done a proper travel survey for the country, if I'm not mistaken, since 1984. So we do not really know where people want to go and so on. So that is, to me, a must. I mean, in UK, they do that every 10 years, like the census. So they know the census. They also know their travel needs. But we have not done that. So I think we should do that. Then we can establish the rail network. Then we can look at a possibility of leveraging on the international network, which I think is important because we are part of the ASEAN community. But if we do not see the entire network, we will question the links, you know, the interconnect, like Pulau Pinang, where I live, the island is off the network in Malaysia itself. That is sad, you know, when the second biggest city is not connected to the rail. So now if we have an HSR that passes through Butterworth, are we saying that the people on the island will also miss because there's no rail network yet on the island? So I think these are questions that we need to answer. And I think the government should lead it, MOT for now at the moment. Okay, SPAD used to lead it, but now it's under MOT. Mm-hmm. I think we can gather a lot of experts. And but we need to have the data and we need to have to do the survey so that we know the travel behavior and which has changed a lot after COVID-19.
Farhan, thanks very much for speaking with us. That was Professor Dr. Ahmad Farhan Muhammad Sadullah, Professor of Transport Engineering at University Science Malaysia, weighing in on the proposal for a high-speed rail linking Bangkok and Kuala Lumpur, casting some, I suppose, doubt on whether it's actually necessary, calling really for a full review of the rail links in Malaysia in order to come to a proper conclusion.
Yeah, the good professor, as a transport engineer, he's a lecturer, he looks at it from the correct prism, one might suggest. But, you know, governments, some governments at least, like big ticket public infrastructure projects in the same way that some defense military complex countries like wars, because they can profit either way from it, from transgressions and leakages and other avenues, let's just say. So, I mean, obviously, the economic benefits might not be uppermost on their minds, but it might be. Who knows, right?
I totally agree on that, and actually, because I don't think I see a need to have a link between Bangkok and KL. Maybe KL and Singapore, I think that is more vital for us, you know, more important, since we have more people working there.
I mean, I'm looking at the population, yeah? Bangkok, our population is 30 million. Bangkok's population, I mean, not Bangkok, sorry. Thailand's population is what, close to 70 million? You can please correct me if I'm wrong. Singapore's population is 5 million. I feel I can see pros and cons in having rail links. And as Chuang likes to mention, you know, you build it and they will come, perhaps, maybe. I like the idea, actually, of having a high-speed rail that could link Bangkok to Singapore. Like, how amazing would that be? But whether that's actually needed now? I mean, that's the big question. Is this really the best use of our development funding? I don't know.
Yeah, same thoughts, actually. Because if there is really not a demand now, do we need to build an HSR now? Or should we be concentrating on the more important leg, say, you know, KL Singapore, and then maybe later we focus, then only we move into that?
I've heard fables, stories of China's high-speed rail linking the entire country, and it sounds amazing, right? But you know what? China can afford it, and China's got the technology, and they've got the 1.4 billion people to ferry around the country. And you know what, right? Mobility is the panacea, is the elixir for economic activity. We don't have that, and we don't have the money. Certainly.
Well, we'll be watching this development very closely to see. I mean, it's early days yet. There's not even a plan. They're still in discussion points. When things come out, we'll be following it for sure. Stay tuned to BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.